Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Mac was telling me the move is rocking and rolling, Mac, and you're exhausted.
That is correct. I am very tired.
Mac, are you always tired? Though,
yes,
I mean,
that is true. I am always tired.
Yeah,
you're always tired. But I mean, this was a lot of physical labor, I take it, running cable and things like that.
Yep, a lot of packing, moving, setting up, packing, moving, setting up.
And also, aren't you the designated cookie of the crew? Don't you have to provide meals?
Yeah, I provide the orange slices.
Very good.
And the Capri Sun.
Did you get yelled at at all?
Not really.
Anybody get yelled at?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. That's a win. That's another win for me. I'm very, very excited
Mac,
about that.
Mac, maybe you should yell at somebody today.
I will.
By the way, I wish I could be up there because I love doing it. I love moving studios.
Me too. I'm sorry I'm not there.
You weren't summoned.
No, and I offered. I said,
do you ever wonder why you weren't summoned? I mean, what's the deal? I mean, you know how to run cable.
I think that it is largely based on immense respect.
Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I don't, because it's such a blatant lie. I think there are times that I'm useful, and I think there are times that I might be counterproductive. Now, Oscar and I work well
explain
together.
Explain to me why you would be, I was down here and I was the one not allowed to be in the room when you were setting up the facility down
now,
here.
If it's just Oscar and me, we do very well together. We're not the same person, but we tend to...
Is it because you socialize if you're with other people?
If I were forced to figure out why I was disinvited, it would be the socialization issue. Because A, if I'm socializing, I'm not helpful, and I'm also pulling other people away from the cause.
Mac, any clarity on that? Do you have any theories on that?
Not really. I didn't know he was uninvited.
How did it go? I, of course, wouldn't ask. Did you say, do you need extra hands?
Yeah, I said, should I come in and, break down my office? Do you need any help? He said, no, it's covered. And I said, okay.
Did that make you feel bad?
No, made me feel great.
That's not true. You said you felt disrespected.
No, I said I felt disinvited. I don't
but, I mean, you said that level
the,
of respect.
The respect joke was, that was simply a joke. That I would have some sort of, someplace on the hierarchy where, well, don't ask Rob. No, he's too busy or he's too smart or he's too good. That is certainly not the case. It's because what I am, Mike, there are a lot of pluses at Podville, but I, at times, can be a minus.
Okay. And, I think respect is important, and I know that communication is important. Mm-hmm. And every day when we do this show, after it's concluded, we get right to work producing, editing, and putting up for your consumption various forms of content that result from this show. And, before I've even left the studio, you guys are coming up with a name for the show, what video you need or what photographs you need.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, if you tuned into yesterday's show, there was a lot of time spent on my left eye.
Yeah.
I'll give you
I love
example.
That movie, by the way, with Daniel Day-Lewis.
My Left Eye, just incredible. Academy Award winner.
It was, and he deserved every bit of it. Yeah.
So yesterday, if you tuned in, you would have seen me hit the Spanish Inquisition button and zoom in on my eye. Okay, here we go. Let's see what happens if I can get it this time.
All right.
And obviously, it is not working.
Okay. How about is it Mike O'Mara's left eye?
No, it's not.
And the game was yesterday that we would say the word I, and then Mike would have to do this a special effect that he designed for the podcast.
Oh, I know what happened.
What?
I rebooted the computer.
Oh, so the presets aren't there anymore.
Right. Now
But you could play the Inquisition sting so people know that.
I can zoom in. I can zoom
okay.
in like this.
But we had the preset.
I can't.
Mr. Spielberg is on the line. He'd like to know how you pulled it off yesterday. And also yesterday, the first time you attempted to do it, you were using the wrong remote, which was another stumbling block.
Double checking that right now. So, Rob, if you could give a brief explanation of, you know, when you require something, you know, just the process of.
And you are.
Because I don't even know how it works as far as when you're grabbing something to put. There are a lot of different pictures.
Yeah.
There's a different picture associated with every show.
Exactly.
And we have to be very careful about proprietary material now, as the world does.
Sure.
And so just walk us through what you required, I think it's an example of how I treat everybody associated with this show with the utmost in respect.
I agree, and people should know that in the past, we've all been featured. All of our pictures have been featured as what is known as the thumbnail for
Mac,
the video.
I think you were included on this text thread, were you not?
I believe so.
Okay, go ahead,
and,
Rob.
And so yesterday, Mike, you've always been so indulgent, and I appreciate that. 11:01 a.m. Eastern, I write, "Today's show is called An Eye for an Eye," because we focused on your eye. Yeah. "Can you please send me and or Mac a good shot of your eye, please? Thank you, sir." And then a short 3 hours and 35 minutes later, the reply is no. And to which I reply, okay.
But you would think, Mac.
Yes.
Now, look, one would think that there were two reasons. I couldn't, and
true.
B, I didn't want it up, right? Dummies, let me ask both of you dummies. Wouldn't you think that the other reason was I spent enough time on this show, and it's out there during this show, that I perhaps was embarrassed of my eye, and I didn't want it to be shown? Did that cross either one of your thimble brains yesterday?
No, what I thought is that you didn't want to do it.
No, I don't think like that. What I was saying was there was enough of my eye, and to be honest with you, I was in a place where doing that was not possible at the time. That's true.
Okay.
But the real reason you got the curt response was I didn't want my gross, nasty eye featured on our, you know,
but,
on our
but you
show
showed
pad.
It,
or what's
you
it called? It, what's
thumbnail.
That? The thumbnail.
But you showed your eye 47,000 times
that's,
during
that's
the show.
True.
It was the core of the show.
And I did it.
It was the core of the show yesterday.
It was the core of the show, but at the same time, you know, the eye, it just, you know, it's a, and it's still, I said to Mac, Mac said he was tired when I came into the studio today.
Yes, he's always
and
tired.
And I said, well, Mac, yes. I'm feeling every day of my years on this planet, all right? I am now, all I do, the only physical activity that I participate in regularly is an activity that can be pursued by fat people,
mm-hmm.
people in wheelchairs.
Yes.
People with lost limbs.
Yeah. Are you talking about podcasting?
I'm talking about golf, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, okay. Of course.
So I do not consider what I do physically to be an enormous physical strain on me. It shouldn't
right.
be. I will go now through in order of, probably in order of worst to most minor, the maladies I'm experiencing.
Okay, this is a new segment and I have music for it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome inside the mind of Mike O'Mara.
No, it's old music. I don't like old music anymore on the show. I want new.
What
our listeners are clamoring for it, too. This is old music. Old music.
Don't be fussy at me.
I am being fussy because I need you to up your game and put and find some new stuff, like I always do from you. You give me new sounders all the time, like this one. This is one of my favorites. Hold on. All right. This is my new pick to click. I think Rob would agree with that, too.
You are a blabbermouth.
And Rob sent that,
that
to me
great.
On his own. That's the kind of stuff I love. As far as the music, you know, we're stale in that department. We are. We're stale because Rob does it. And Rob likes the old and doesn't like the new. He doesn't like change. So using that music is, you know, I don't, if it's something that would be recent and medical, but let me get away from that.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? I didn't realize that Quincy was stale. I always thought that Jack Klugman.
What do you think, Quincy? What year?
Mike,
what
you,
year do you,
you
think
missed
that?
My ironic reference. I said
Quincy.
I thought Jack Klugman is lit.
Is that what it was? I didn't even know that's what it was.
It was the theme to Quincy. Yeah. Mac, are you familiar at all with the show Quincy?
No, he's
never
not.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
No.
He's a coroner that lives on a boat and solves crimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So I'm going to go through the maladies. All
okay,
right?
Please.
Number one. This is the thing that's bugging me the most right now.
Yeah.
My left knee. I am wearing a little, you ever see those braces people wear where they've got were you laughing right away?
Yes.
Were you laughing right, why? Because I said brace?
Brace is
you
funny.
Immediately, I know where your brain went.
Brace is funny.
You immediately went to Forrest Gump.
Run, right? Mike, run.
Yeah. It's a little tiny, What year?
But we've never used it.
What
we've
year?
We've never used it for your melody.
You've used it.
I would say late 2000s, like 2009.
Is it ER?
It is.
All right,
pretty
it
good. Mac, are you buying it?
Sure. I'm just worried about copyright.
You're fine.
God, all right.
I
Jesus
know.
Christ. Can you up your game too, please? You know? I'm trying to get everybody to liven up a little bit. Anyway, getting back to the brace. It's a little strap. You put it around under your kneecap. It's a...
made of leather and brass?
gifted to me by Joan Jett. No. No. It's just a little thing. So today, I'm
going
to the
double
one.
That has to be bad because not only is it ongoing pain, but it's you have the reminder of the fact that you're wearing a brace.
But it's very minimum.
Okay.
It's minimal.
All right.
But my knee hurts like hell.
Of course.
Number one thing that hurts my knee. Yeah, all right. Now, it's tough for me not to like this one. Is this Marcus Welby?
No, this is the theme to General Hospital.
Say
the,
that. But it's General Hospital.
The name of
that's
the theme.
Better. That's better.
It's called Autumn Breeze.
That's better.
Okay.
Because I think that still has a medical connotation, even though General Hospital has been off the air for how many years now?
I don't know, but Mac, just take note. I always get it right the third time.
General Hospital, I think, is a good theme for any time we discuss
Mike's maladies.
Mac's medicine or Mike's maladies.
Yes.
So turn it off. Thank you.
Right. I have it standing by.
So the double brace, that's at number one. Number two. My bad back area, little area the size of a dime, had it operated on. I've gotten shots in it, gone to the chiropractor.
That big.
That you could put a finger on it, and I'd say that's where the pain emanates from. It definitely radiates out in different areas.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it is not debilitating enough to keep me from playing my favorite sport, but between the knee and the back, it's not all that pleasant. And
the back pain is sourced from the back. It's not like from a shoulder or a pinched nerve or anything that's manifesting itself in the back.
It's right at the same spot. I got a cortisone shot, anti-inflammatory shot, maybe over 8 months ago that stuck and did well. I will be doing it again, but not anytime soon.
They hurt.
Because as you might remember, I happen to be between insurance situations now.
Oh, I forgot about that, too. Yeah.
Insurance situations that may, in fact, be discussed during the segment we call Things We Don't Need.
Now, do you
later in the broadcast.
Do you feel that the insurance situation, if you had it, would you go through with the cortisone right now? Because it is a
painful
shot.
You
want
to know how I really feel about the insurance situation?
Are we spinning out from this category to another
feature?
I feel
excuse me. I feel, Rob, seriously,
yes.
That as soon as I made the decision, that is, people say, oh, it's risky.
Yeah.
And my decision was after December, I paid a certain amount. They said, oh, no, that's not the current amount. It's this.
Right.
I said, that's more than you said. Yeah, we weren't able to get a lowering. And I basically told them to pound sand.
Yeah.
And I said, on June 1 of this year, 2024, I will be under the umbrella of Medicare and Medicare Advantage. And that's what I'm going to wait for.
It's just slightly more than 2 months away, Mike. You can see it. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And I now, what that has done for me, it has made me acutely aware of the fact that there are teeny tiny little things that I perhaps take for granted that are covered by insurance.
Oh, so the effects are far-reaching, and
well,
you didn't realize it.
The eye, for example.
Yes.
That's the next in line. After the knee, after knee and back, is the eye.
Yeah.
The eye, I am using lubricating gel drops in my eye right now. It feels better than it did yesterday at this particular
time.
Are
they prescription gel drops?
They are not. If I put a prescription in, it would be a steroid that they would put in my eye.
I see.
That's why I would come in and I would have one eye that looked normal and the other eye would look like the late, great Marty Feldman.
Yeah, Robert had a...
you know who Marty Feldman is, Mac?
You live, Mac?
We've lost him. Anyway, he's died.
Mac is off watching Young Frankenstein right now.
So you become aware when you don't have something that you can't run out and take care of something.
You don't know what you've got until it's gone.
So two things I would deal with right now. The back, I would probably be right about ready to make a phone call. Can't do it. No can do.
Not how about this?
That. I know how much it costs to get those little shots.
How about this? Have you even considered, and we've done this dance before, have you considered the snake oil of chiropractor? Chiropractory, I should say.
The only reason I haven't is because for this situation, I'm not 100% sure that it wouldn't work, but I'm almost 100% sure that it wouldn't. Yeah, I've done it. I've dealt with it.
Yeah, okay. Just
it doesn't fix it. With that said, between the back and the eye, I'm kind of going, oh, great time not to have. And so it's freaking me out just a little bit. And then the final thing, I get this little teeny tiny badly clipped middle fingernail.
Stop it.
Right over here.
Okay.
And
did you clip it?
I clipped them yesterday morning. Yes. And then I see, oh, that was you didn't get that one spot. And what I do is I dig in and I kind of rip the corner up. And
you grab it in your teeth and you pull a cuticle out, essentially.
And
right?
I pulled a cuticle out, and I have no idea. I have the worst cuticle situation, and I know it might not sound like poor baby, but I'm sorry, I have to give it to you honestly. That is the final piece of the puzzle, where it's pain, point to the knee pain, point to the back pain, and I feel, as I said to Mac earlier today when I came into the studio, Mac, I'm feeling every day of these 64 years on this planet. That's all.
Mike, overall, you're the healthiest you've been in years.
I am another 2 days in a row, another new low weight today.
It's crazy.
It is.
When you see that number
on
the
amazing.
Scale,
it is
when
amazing.
It comes up on the scales,
yeah.
Do you forget about the cuticle just for a moment?
It's the best part of my day.
Yeah. Oh, I thought
it's the best part of my day. It starts the day with a win, and there's nothing like it. You know,
I thought
to do
the
that.
Show
if
was the best part of your day.
It is not. But I love doing the show.
I
love being able to come in here every day and talk about things that can be funny, can be relevant, and get some stuff off my chest. I love that. So we will take a break now.
TMOS Classic.
As you set resolutions for 2025, consider how learning a new language can enrich your life, whether through travel, career advancement, or cultural appreciation. Learning a new language can help you connect with others and explore new cultures. Here's a great idea. Learn a language as a fulfilling New Year's resolution. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, Rosetta Stone has no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special. special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. People are busy, and between work and home and everyday tasks, who has the time to stress about website security? What you need is Kinsta. Kinsta takes care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. No matter what your business is, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient, so you can spend your time on what matters most. Kinsta also gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from any other hosting provider, so you won't experience any downtime. So, big guy, are you ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
I don't travel by air nearly as much as I used to, but I have to say this.
But you used to quite a bit.
Well, and I also was talking to a friend of mine that just came back from an overseas trip, and, you know, he's a guy that's got some means, and he was very, very happy with the little trip he went on. What he wasn't happy with was just the incredible hassle of air travel, especially international air travel, where, you know, it's going into the airport, it's going through the luggage check, it's going through the security check, it's going through the customs check. It just gets to be a bit of a hassle. What are the Japanese doing,
Mike? Rob, you crave convenience, don't you?
I love convenience.
You may love this. They are citing not only convenience for the passenger, but also reduced weight on the plane, therefore reducing their carbon footprint. What the Japanese airline, Japan Air, is doing.
JAL.
They're allowing you to rent clothes that will be ready for you when you land, so you don't have to pack clothes.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
If you are going on a vacation.
Yes.
You will have clothes over in Japan waiting for you. In your size.
Yes.
And in your brand.
Give you different choices. I'm not sure if the brand you could choose.
I thought you were going to talk about those double-decker seats that they're coming out with. Have you seen those?
Yes, I love those. I think that's so cool.
They look interesting. But I think it's not necessarily adding seats to an airplane.
Right.
It's just the same number of seats that you can actually recline in for large planes. That's pretty cool. But I'm thinking about this, and so far I don't.
So the cheapest
don't
option
think it
Mike,
might be that bad an
you
idea.
You could get three tops and two pairs of bottoms, they say, for $28 or 4,000 yen.
How many days?
For as long as you want, as long as you return them. You can also go more. You can go up to $48, which is 7,000 yen. And then they divide by season. So you can do summer, winter, or spring, fall, you know, clothes, so they know what you're doing. But think of the fact if you're going to Japan or going from Japan to here, obviously you're going to be there for a few days. You're
right.
Going to need to bring clothes.
But
how
it's
great
Japan,
would it
so
be?
None of the clothes are going to fit.
Well, they won't fit us.
No, I'm kidding.
But if all you had to pack was like a razor and a toothbrush and your personal items as a carry-on, and then you get to the airport and you just pick up your outfit, would you do it?
Would they let me have my Groove Life belt?
Mike, I'm not aware of that situation at this time.
No, my point being, Rob, if I'm going over for business, for example, and I need to have an important business meeting with the Japanese businessman, and I want to look my best, I want to make sure it's my stuff. And that ain't going to cut it if you tell me it's a top and a bottom.
I understand.
You know, if I go walking in and I'm wearing like parachute pants and a t-shirt.
And a pirate
shirt.
That's
not going to work. That's not good. Now, if I'm going on a vacation, even with that, don't you want to look nice
I
when you're going out on the town?
I don't have 100% trust in it, but here's what I like.
Okay.
When you subscribe, your clothes are waiting for you at your hotel.
That's pretty cool.
So you just leave the airport.
Right.
Go to check into the hotel and your clothes are waiting for you and you don't have to bring them back.
Do they do toiletries too?
It doesn't say that they offer any toiletries. It's just clothes at this point.
What more detail can you, is there any detail on it at all, or is it just tops and bottoms?
Just tops and bottoms and the amount of items that you're going to get. But the price seems fairly reasonable. But I also feel that if you were to do this, you'd want to get in on the front end of this promotion, because I bet they reuse the clothes a lot and they probably get wore out.
Yeah, but if you're properly laundering anything, I can, you know, you sleep on bedding that's been drooled on. So I mean, what's the, you know, if it's a properly laundered garment without stains on it, I'd be all in. Why not?
Horrible stains.
What I'm worried about is the variety and the quality control. And in order to make this work, you can agree with me or not, I think you need to have a pretty significant number of options for people.
I agree.
If you just got a standard top and bottom, that's different. I would assume, being Japan Airlines, not your fly-by-night airline, you would have a variety of wonderful things. If the top is a kimono, I'm not.
Or what do you bet that they at JL just look and say, Mike O'Mara, American, two Hawaiian shirts and some cargo shirts,
American radio personality, Hawaiian shirt, cut off jeans,
jorts.
That's not going to work for me. I don't think I can handle that.
I think it's an interesting notion, because I have known people that when they underpack and they buy clothes when they get to their destination.
Right.
So this eliminates all that.
I think it could work, but if you're going to make anything like this work, my experience with this type of thing, you do have to offer people variety. I mean, this even applies to the curated boxes. We've sold those on the show before.
Yeah, of course.
Where it's a clothing thing. And, you know, there was a golf company. I don't know if they're still in business, but there was a company with golf wear. And you go through, and what you do for a decent premium price, you select your type of stuff that you know you like, and then they send it to you, and you can always return it if it's a specific item of clothing you don't want, but it is in that in that group. Like, you'd have to do a profile.
Right.
You just can't make it one size fits all. If they're trying to do that for $28, I think that's going to fail miserably. Yeah, it'll be better than getting off the plane naked. But it's, I just don't think
for
it's going to cut it. Right.
I don't know. I might enjoy that.
I don't know. I think it'd be very, very difficult.
Carrie has one of those curated clothing things, and she insists on certain things, and they ignore her requests always. And
really?
She's gotten so fast at turning around the box on that.
Because they'll send a box out, and she sends half of it back.
Well, for example, she'll say, I don't wear cardigans. And then the next box will say, okay, here are two cardigans for you to choose from. They totally ignore the thing.
So they're not tracking.
They're not tracking
why
at
they
all.
Don't sustain. It's a probably manpower issue too.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the next day, solidarity, union solidarity. Wanted to mention it again.
There you go.
Go for it, UAW. Hope you win. Hope you get what you want. I don't know. I would have to see the fine print at JAL, but at the top of the O'Mara's Hit Parade, as far as travel is concerned,
right.
My son and my wife, it's interesting you brought this up, because numero uno is going to Japan. Not just
really?
To Asia, going to Japan, Tokyo, Japan specifically.
Julia went just before the pandemic.
And did she love the experience?
Adored it.
Somebody said it is just so forward-thinking when it comes to electronics and as far as conveniences for people. And they're just they're a step ahead of us.
Don't bring your meds.
As far as technology is concerned. Yeah.
Don't bring
your
meds.
Leave the meds at home. Tony, how you doing? How you doing, old Pone Bone? Nice to see you. Hey, we got to take a break, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll take a break.
Carrie will go to Japan with you. She will go back. Yeah.
I need an interpreter. Does she speak?
All the time, just not Japanese.
Thank you. Take a break and come back with the thing, right? Are you doing the flip
thing? Yeah, we got to flip it. We got to flip it, yeah.
Flip side coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
TMOS Classic.
Can't make up your mind? Opt for an e-gift card. And be sure to tell them that Jane Curtin sent you. Oh. Ooh. Who can forget Jane's curtains? I'm not doing the rower.
Okay, that's good.
Don't wait on your quality estheticianizing Excelsior.
Hey,
ooh, I do. Oh, what a dumb show.
The flip side.
Do you remember the scene in Broadcast News when Albert Brooks says, I say it and it comes out on the box. Yeah. I say it and he says it. That's right. Kind of the way I feel when I write something like Jane's Curtains.
We were this amazing thing. We had this energy. Incredible.
I imagine you probably did not watch all of, or maybe any of, Monday Night Football last night.
I did not. I was actually turning in early last night.
So, you know, normally they're all over stuff like this when they release it, but they did not tease this as far as I know. They debuted the new theme to Monday Night Football last night, and I'm curious about your take on it. It'll be released as a full single as well, but they have an edit that they use. Because when you think Monday Night Football, you think, dun, 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 right? The old theme?
And then Hank Williams Jr.
Exactly. You know? Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, I'm gonna. And then Carrie Underwood, who took over for Sunday Night Football.
So
right?
Let's see what you think about this one.
All right. Wait on me.
It's Chris Stapleton. And Snoop's in it. That's the new theme to Monday Night Football. What's your take? What's your hot take?
Overused.
You think? But Mike, you got to admit, it's smartly marketed. You've got Snoop in there. You've got a country singer doing a classic rock song.
I think it's got to be lighter. Now, that's not the full verge.
No, that's just the teaser. That's just the teaser.
No, it's a Monday night party.
Yeah, I suppose.
What it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be lighthearted. Carrie Underwood does a phenomenal job.
I agree. I liked her version.
I liked
the original theme. I thought the old one was exciting. I mean,
I don't think you have to necessarily do the original, but I just don't like that. It just seems, you know, In the Air Tonight was, it's just a very dark, dreary song in its essence, right?
Yeah, but what about the drums?
Well, the drums were pretty powerful, but it didn't do it for me. No,
I saw some of the younger people that I saw on social media, they were all over it. I think that people loving it. Yeah, I think older folks like us maybe are going to be drawn away from it.
Hey, just another example of the world passing me by, Rob. I'm fine with that. I am okay with that.
Not trying to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about air travel, Mike. There is an influencer that was on a plane, and she was being removed for, I think, being drunk and disorderly.
Okay.
But she handles it so nicely, and at least she doesn't make it all about her.
Call me a again. Yeah, you guys did nothing wrong.
I
said you showed up. No, you shut the up. You shut the
pause it?
Yeah. Film me. I'm Instagram famous, you bum.
Oh, wow. You didn't mention that.
No, what, her body?
Yeah, I mean, she seems rather attractive, eh?
She does, but
Can we play it one more time, please?
She's Instagram famous, Mike, so
that's
film
okay.
Her.
That's okay. Yeah. If you're hot, you get away with that crap.
Call me again. Yeah, you guys did nothing wrong.
I said
you showed up. No, you shut
it is a gray unitard for those people who are listening.
You shut the film me. I'm Instagram famous, you bum. Shut the up.
I'm Instagram famous, you effing bum. So you're on her side?
I'm not on her side. No, she's an ass. Sorry, I'm not on her side. Yeah, but I just wanted to see it. I just wanted to see the video twice.
I love that
That's
word.
All.
I do.
Thank you.
Very effective use. You love Jennifer Garner.
I've always been a fan, and I've always thought she kind of got wronged by Ben Affleck. Yeah. I always felt that way.
She might actually be a really nice person.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is being played for effect or not.
You don't hear a lot of press. Jennifer Garner.
I think she ducks it. I think she ducks the press.
But it seems when you have that level of scrutiny, when you are the darling of the paparazzi, I think she's been kind of a homemaker and a mom. And I know that's the image she likes to cultivate. But I also think that usually if you're somebody who's being the phony, you're going to get the James Corden treatment and you're going to be outed by somebody where you behaved badly. It just can't. You can't keep it in your pants. You really can't.
She was spotted yesterday, I believe in Malibu, and there was a homeless guy in a wheelchair that she saw when she was driving by. And what she did was very cool. She got out and put socks on him and then said this to the paparazzi that had been following her.
What size feet do you have?
What happened?
What size feet do you have?
What do you mean?
What size feet do you have? Can I buy your shoes for him?
Oh, what kind of, what is it?
He needs a shoe.
Yeah, but what kind of shoe? What size?
10 and a half.
Oh, I'm 11. You want me to give it to him? I can give it to him.
Can I?
Don't worry about it.
Can I buy a shoe for you?
Jennifer.
Yeah.
A blanket in my car.
You have a blanket?
Yes. You want me to give it to him?
Yeah.
I have a huge blanket in my car.
So she got this homeless guy set up with a blanket,
yes,
socks, and shoes.
His pants changed.
Okay.
And it's transactional to a certain degree, right? I mean, it's really something where you get the credit for that, and you're aware they're shooting you. You know it's going to go public. But
yeah,
she
but
doesn't
it doesn't
care.
Look it doesn't look like a staged thing.
I don't
to
think
me.
It was staged,
no.
And I think she probably used the paparazzi for good. I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah, I think it's smart.
More indication that I love Jennifer Garner.
Excellent.
But
yeah,
I also think that it was. Yeah, I mean it's still on camera. That
would you let her put socks on you?
Oh, would I ever? Absolutely.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, sorry. I wouldn't. You know, I'm not going to say that.
Don't
I'm
say sorry. That. What's the
that
matter
really
with you? That
be...
was a lovely moment we just had.
I'm not going to go out and, like, you know, suffer an injury or anything to be put a
stolen valor
just to get fake it. Just wheel around outside her house, Jennifer,
in her driveway,
Jennifer, and suddenly I turned into the late Alan Arkin, just to be on her sidewalk out in front of her house, Jennifer. Can you come out here, please?
My feet are cold.
Help me. I need a blanket. I'll settle for a can of tuna. Thank you. You're a wonderful lady. Thank you.
Yeah, Alan Arkin. Yeah.
Where's Mike, the pepper? Yes.
I think one of my least favorite sounds on a movie or a TV show is a vibrating phone. Like when a phone vibrates and someone picks it up.
I'm with you. Can you guess what mine is? It's consistent.
What is it?
And a baby crying.
Hate it.
When they overuse a baby screaming,
yeah,
there's nothing I hate more. Cannot stand it. But a vibrating phone is horrible.
I hate it,
that too.
But
right.
What if they turned the ringer on, and what if the ringer sounded like this? What if it was a classical piece? So that's the classic iPhone alarm, right?
Right.
And then you turn it into a full musical piece?
See, Michael, stay with piano lessons, buddy, please. I want you to learn how to play that wonderful instrument, okay? Come on now. I know you're overwhelmed. I love you. Mommy wants you to stay in piano.
You know what? Blow off Spanish. Learn piano. Your
no,
father...
Nothing's getting blown off.
No, there'll be no blowing
really,
off.
Look, do you ever know when you listen to people talk about, even like a Billy Joel talk about piano lessons?
Yeah.
Are there any kids that like piano lessons? I don't think there are any of them like them, you know?
Mm-mm.
No, but I don't know. It's a problem.
It's the greatest instrument to know how to play as far as like a, unless you're like a pro something. Because you know what? You go into houses and there's a piano. If someone sits down and plays piano, I always listen.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, I know. It's very frustrating because it's right now. It's the number one seed as far as complaining in the O'Mara household. So it's a bit of a drag.
Mm. Does he let you sing along?
No. He locks the door when he's practicing
piano. I think if you were to learn just something simple like Stardust, and you could sing along.
Thanks, Rob. That's good advice. I'll get right to it.
He'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you will like this. When you're a policeman and you want to get escaped people, you don't have a dog to go chase them. So what would you do as a cop? You pretend that you have a dog by barking at the people. So bring on the fake dogs.
It's our canine.
That's a cop pretending to be a dog.
Female, blonde hair, red pants, black hoodie, black and orange backpack.
Better stop.
Over here. Hands behind your back. You're under arrest.
The
you
teen,
got him to come out?
Two more coming.
The teen said, we believed there was a dog.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.